Hey, Reggie, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Good. Hey, Reggie, that first game against the Bears, what did you see that opened up the number of running lanes that you had that afternoon?
First of all, I just tried to do my best to make sure I was attacking the defense and make sure that I was always, you know, running for at least 4 yards. So I tried to keep that mentality. But I felt like there were some holes in there that we definitely exploited. Some with the way they played, you know, the run game with this rotating the safety late and stuff like that. So.
What's it like for you operating in an offense where obviously secondaries and safeties are going to have to pay a lot of attention to Calvin?
It's great. I'm really enjoying it. You know, he causes so much attention out there at the receiver position that obviously, like you said, the defenses are constantly focused on him. He's being double teamed, triple teamed at times, and anytime we have six men in the box, we feel like I definitely feel like I can take advantage of that. And it just forced defenses to be honest. And when we're both, clicking and we're both playing well, that it makes it tough for defenses.
Reggie, the Lions have been trying to break through in the division for a long time. And do you sense that with the Bears coming off the win against Green Bay and Aaron Rodgers getting here, do you sense this is a bigger game than any other that you've played this year?
A divisional game is always big, no matter what. And it just so happens that now the situation is, with Aaron Rodgers being hurt and, the Chicago coming off a win, the doors, for the division is wide open. And it was always wide open. The talks because of Aaron Rodgers being down and everybody, kind of looks at the schedule and looks at, who can win a division. But for us, our mindset is that we just have to focus on this win. It's never easy going to Chicago and winning. It's tough to go into Chicago and win games. They do a good job at thriving off of that home field advantage, and they usually play well at home. So we have to play fundamental sound football. We, as an offense, we can't go in there and turn the ball over 3, 4, 5 times, like we did against the Cowboys. So we know that, their defense, they drive off of the turnovers, and we have to do a good job at not turning the ball over.
Reggie, when you look back at that game against the Bears last time, they had some missed tackles on you, and they did it again if you watched the Packers game against Lacy. As a running back, what does that do for your kind of mentality heading into the game when you face a defense that's maybe struggling in that area?
Well, you have to that there's going to be opportunities for some big plays, but at the same time, you can't look to hit the big play every time. You have to just attack, focus on the little things, the small things. Running for 4 yards every time you touch the ball, constantly finishing forward, which I didn't do too good of a job of in the last game against the Cowboys. So there's a lot of room for improvement, and anytime you face a defense like that, there can possibly be some big opportunities in the game, but at the same time, you can't look to hit the home run every time you touch the ball.
What was the value for you guys, big picture, of that last drive against the Cowboys and essentially stealing a win there in the last minute?
I'm sorry, what was the what?
What was the value of that for you guys, psychologically going forward?
Yeah. Well, obviously that last drive was that's one that we're going to remember for a long time. The biggest thing I took away from that was that we never felt like we were down or out. We always felt like if we just had a chance, one more chance, which our defense gave us, that we can possibly put together a drive and come out with a win. Because we had been, driving the ball up and down the field pretty much the whole game. We just kept turning the ball over. So obviously that does a lot for our confidence, coming out with that win at the end of the game. It does a lot for our confidence, and obviously going into the bye week, made it that much bigger for us. So hopefully, we can learn from our mistakes at the same time and also carry that confidence of winning that last game into this week because, like I said, this is going to be a big game for us.
Reggie, some teams have a bye like after the fourth week and some after like the 10th or 11th week.
Yeah.
How important is rest at this point of the season for you guys?
I think it's extremely important. Like I said, I've been on a team before where we had the bye in week 4, and you come back and you have to play 12, 13 straight games, and it just makes the season so long, and you really kind of towards the end start to feel really beat up and just kind of worn out. So thankfully for us, you know, we got the bye right in the middle, right in perfect timing. So, you know, I think it couldn't have come at a better time for us. You know, we have some guys with some bumps and bruises, including myself, and I felt like that time off really helped us out. And now we can, you know, kind of take a deep breath and get ready for this second win, the second half of the season.
Did you watch Bears-Packers on Monday night?
I did, yeah. Yep.
When the Bears had that fourth and inches in the fourth quarter and in their own territory and went for it, what was your reaction from the couch or wherever you were watching?
You know what? I didn't see that specific play. I was kind of in and out because I was with my daughter. But I didn't see that specific play. What exactly happened?
Yeah, they just went for it on, you know, at their own 32 with the lead with 4 minutes here with in the fourth quarter and converted.
Converted, obviously.
Yeah.
yeah, that's a gutsy call, you know, and obviously playing in Green Bay, and with the lead in the fourth quarter, you know, it's a gutsy call, and obviously they came out on top. So, yeah.
Were you aware of how big Calvin's game was against Dallas before it ended? I mean, obviously you see the plays adding up, but do you know the yardage that was adding up?
Yeah, you know what? I didn't, throughout the game, I didn't know. And it really, honestly, it was like a quiet 329 yards. Because it felt like throughout the game, you know, we were. I mean, obviously he was catching some deep balls, but it didn't feel like a 329-yard game. You know, when after the game was over and you know, they said what he did, I was like, damn, really? It didn't seem like that at all. So I was actually pretty surprised. But, you know, I knew that he had played a big game and you know, was making huge plays for us. So.
What was there in Dallas' defense that allowed that?
Well, obviously they had some guys banged up. DeMarcus Ware didn't play, and they had some guys banged up on offense. And you know, their starting safety guy had got hurt, I think, in practice that week. So, you know, we knew that there were going to be some areas that we could take advantage of. I mean, anytime your starters aren't playing, you don't have, you know, all your guys there. You know, there's going to be a little bit of a drop-off, you know. So we felt like we could take advantage in certain areas, and we were able to do that. And we moved the ball really well up and down the field, and we just didn't do a good job taking care of the ball, protecting it.
All right, that's it. Thanks, Reggie. Really appreciate it.
Appreciate it.